It's time to spark it up with the Kennel Linguists.
I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store. Check cash in place. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The Bay Area Farm to Table app coming out, and the Kennel Linguists Weekly Tearjerker, and a little story about pygmy stoners, and there's a loophole for a tax-free day for weed in Colorado. We are the Kennel Linguists. I'm April O'Connor. I'm here with my co-host with the most, Alex Mandelberg.
I'm so proud of me writing down that Kennel Linguist Tearjerker thing on our board where I was just like, yeah, insert April making us talk about story
something
that depresses
serious.
Me.
That's always good. It makes me...
Sorry.
Anyways... And our guest from Slidell, Louisiana, Mr. Joseph P. Larkin.
That fucking went. That was intense, wasn't it?
How do you
feel? It's a little too intense.
Do you feel like you're in Madison Square Garden?
Again, yeah. My return visit.
I already went once. The first time wasn't that good.
I mean, I could only sell out like a third of the Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Kesha and Pitbull for your information.
Watch your mouth.
Together, they couldn't sell out the Hollywood Bowl. Fucking losers.
I believe that. That's
17,000 people go into the
crowd that goes to the Hollywood Bowl is over 40.
Yeah.
The crowd that goes to Kesha Pitbull is not. they can't even drink legally, can they?
I don't think so.
That's what I don't understand about Club Thumper music is it seems to only be popular with people who are just too young to go to clubs.
Yeah, when they borrow their brother or sister's ID.
It was my cousin's, okay. Thank you very much. And it was interesting because it was an Arizona ID. And the reason he gave it to me was because he had moved to Chicago and Arizona IDs are valid until you're 63. But no one ever checked that my cousin's 6'2". We look the same, but I'm very much not. Are you kidding me? I am a spit under 5'10".
Everybody lies on their driver's license.
Yeah, but 6'2", that's a big lie.
Mine says 6'2". I'm 5'2". Tiny. I can fit
and
in your back pocket.
The girls, we lie about our weight.
Oh, yeah. The women lie about the weight. Because legally, you can't lie about your weight.
I haven't changed the weight on my ID since I was like...
16?
Maybe 22.
You haven't aged at all in your weight?
No, I just, you know, it's about manifesting. You want to project the way that you want, so you just believe that that's the weight you are, and you have to just keep telling yourself. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll move on to our first. So there's a Bay Area app coming out apparently so growers can hook up with buyers and skip the store process.
The dispensary middleman.
Which
it's essentially like the concept of how they have farm-to-table restaurants where they're – you know, everything that you're getting is local. It's not traveling over 100 miles to get to where you are. And then it's...
I just want to say that...
You're cutting out the middleman. So basically the farmers are getting retail.
I hate the phrase farm to table because I had a dealer in when I was 19. That's farm to table. Like he would go to a dude who was farming it, get it, bring it to me, put it on my table, and I would give him 40 bucks an eighth. So that's farm to table.
He would be the middleman, but wouldn't the app technically be the middleman? The company's they're making a cut. You know?
Yeah, but
if a nickel bag gets sold in the
I got to imagine it's the same as that Uber Lyft thing where it's like, yeah, we're taking a cut because we came up with the idea of doing this, mm-hmm. but more of the money is going directly to the driver/grower.
Yeah.
For this situation.
So it's called Flow Canna, Canna with the K. And it's their platform enables users with medical marijuana cards to select desired strains that have, they could get whatever, an eighth of connoisseur grade delivered.
Can I just say, Teddy Tutson, our favorite guest, has written a bit about this that I wholeheartedly agree with. And nothing against these fine people at Flow Canna. But if you spell words that don't need K's with K in it,
oh, yeah.
I think you're racist.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're very, very – that's like that dude – did you hear about the thing that happened at Krispy Kreme when they decided to come up with a club for the kids that was called Krispy Kreme Kids, KKK? And they had a hashtag like, join the KKK. Like, no, what are you doing? Like – first of all, why are you spelling cream with a K? It's all sparked because
– well, because the reason that is because it's if it's not really made with cream, they are not allowed to spell it like that. No, I shit you not. I worked at a vegan restaurant. There was a vegan ice cream place opening up next door. They were calling themselves Nice Cream. And there happens to be a Venice store called Nielsen's Ice Cream, but their signage is N apostrophe ice cream, so it looks the same. But then the other thing was that they got the dairy companies. You can't spell anything like milk. That's why like something that's milk, it has to be like M-Y-L-K or like rice drink or...
This whole thing started because while driving through Texas, there was a sign that we passed that Teddy saw that was for Crazy with a K, Carl's, also with a K, Ka-Fireworks.
Ka-Fireworks.
Ka-Fireworks. Ka-fucking fireworks.
Are they like made it? Do they come in cross shape? Was this in Louisiana?
They set themselves on fire. It's amazing. No, Texas. It was close. It was close. So, okay.
Was it made by Black Cat? Okay, I'm still here.
Okay, so you get this app, you download it, you get a grower comes to you. But what's this sample? Like, okay, just sampling party just sounds like a bunch of dudes coming over and smoking weed, right?
Yeah, I have sampling parties all the time. And formerly in the Ralph's parking lot, in fact.
Or outside of Big Fish.
Wherever.
Yeah, no, yeah. I love sampling parties.
Are we about to have a sampling party?
Yeah, we're going to have a sampling party in a little. We're going to have a sampling party in about 12 minutes. We're going to have a nice sampling party.
Always, yeah, it's always a sampling party.
It's always
party.
A sampling party
this
on the camera.
This isn't really like a sampling party. This is like an app that... it's essentially being the same as like the direct trade business model
for like
coffee.
Yeah, but they say have seen a rise in deliveries and sampling parties. Ah. Like that's the whole, but that's what I'm trying to understand is are they just calling a sampling party six dudes in a room and each dude, because it's San Francisco, had their own weed on them?
If they were in
and
Massachusetts
so each one
and
was
they
like,
had their shoes off, it would be an orgy. Puritan laws, guys.
Well, it's amazing because I've heard it said many times and it's very true. Massachusetts is the most conservative
blue
liberal
state
that you'll ever see in your life. It's
outside of Boston, it's the most rednecky place I've ever been. I grew up in Louisiana.
Well, that says a lot.
Oh, Louisiana, huh? I spent some time down there in those parts.
Oh yeah.
What part are you from originally?
Slidell. That's near New Orleans.
Yeah, no, I know.
Did you hear the intro? I know, I heard it.
We all tuned it out.
Okay,
April.
Here's the thing,
like
April.
Most of the time when
this show,
speak,
as
right?
well as being sponsored by marijuana, is also being sponsored by Jameson's Irish whiskey.
Oh, yeah, cheers, because I haven't
so,
had it.
So, cheers.
I've been holding it.
Yeah, so maybe I wasn't fucking listening to you because I'm fucking drinking. There's more right here. There's a whole bottle of it.
Let's remedy that.
Don't stop yourself. If the glass is broken, fucking fill it back up. There you go, April. Do your job.
I have to say, I'm trying to be optimistic, but this glass is totally empty. There we go.
I'd love to say it was half full.
Yeah,
I wish it was half full.
Not half full, and yet full of good cheer.
Yes, yes, full of good cheer.
Wow.
And cheers to this. So yeah, no, maybe I didn't hear that, but I feel like a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that Louisiana is like the French Quarter in New Orleans. And I have to remind them, like, no. Louisiana, there's one city in which four square blocks are kind of French looking and the rest of the state floats. on a nice level bed of swampy water that goes up and down and up and down and up and down. And there's a lot of gators.
Is that humid?
Yeah.
Was that a bit humid down there?
A little bit.
I say a little bit only because I've been to Hong Kong, which is more humid.
Oh,
so,
yum.
Yeah, compared to that. But I told you the story about when I was in Houma and we went to the dude's back porch where he poured the crawdads out. And I asked him to turn on his porch light and he laughed and went, light over there. And I looked and the light was on but blacked out by mosquitoes. So that's Louisiana.
Sick.
Yes. And I ate all of that food on that back porch too.
And I ate all of those mosquitoes.
Okay, so I don't know, have you ever used any of these home delivery systems?
As a matter of fact, I just moved to Silver Lake a couple months ago.
Oh, so you don't want to leave a parking spot.
Well, yes, that's a
delivery systems for you are like, fuck, I'm not what I got a parking spot. Why would I fucking huge, take my car somewhere?
Huge ordeal. I mean, I'm not complaining about living in Silver Lake, but parking is just a nightmare, guys.
No, it's a nightmare. Oof. A nightmare
on trash day and on street sweeping day.
A nightmare makes it sound better than it is.
They actually sweep the streets in Silver Lake, by the way. You do have to move your car because they are going to clean the streets.
Oh,
the
Jesus.
Only neighborhood I've ever lived in 5 years of living in LA where the streets are actually swept.
I would honestly, if that was the case and I lived in Silver Lake,
really
which for those of you
thing,
who don't know, Silver Lake is
complaining.
For those of you who don't know, Silver Lake is a suburb in LA where the hipsters live.
Douchebags congregate.
No, first of all,
squeeze all the soul out of.
It's adjacent to the Rampart District, and it used to be fucking ghetto.
Ghetto.
And now it's a lot
better. In the ghetto. In the ghetto.
Yeah, Echo Park, like Alvarado and Sunset, that shit is hood.
Not anymore, though.
There's still gang.
Well,
yeah. And my favorite taco place is on the corner there. I've been going there since I first came out to LA.
I think people like Joseph over here would like to believe the gentrification has pushed most of those people out of that neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm helping to make the neighborhood better.
Well, better is
whiter.
Yeah, I was about to say whiter, certainly, you know, but
no, they're still going to be like,
oh, jeez, that's
gang,
podcast not turning my phone off?
God damn it.
I know, I'm so unprofessional.
That's it, you're done.
Yeah, I'm fired. Ladies and gentlemen, Cantilingus over, done. Because Alex just can't turn his fucking phone on vibrate. What an asshole. Yeah, so Silver Lake, yeah. But that being said, so parking there, because it's an older neighborhood with a lot of older buildings and narrow roads.
And lots of bedbugs.
Parking is just fucking nightmarish there. It's historically nightmarish. If a friend invites you over and you're going there in Los Angeles, we will cab or Uber just because you're not going to find – you'll spend 20 minutes looking for a spot and it'll probably be – close to a mile away, if you're lucky.
And you don't want to wait to fuck me. You want to get in there as soon as you get to the neighborhood.
As soon as you're there. You don't want a hesitation.
I leave a sopping wet puddle?
I luckily had a parking spot when I lived in Silver Lake.
I mean, I have a parking spot, but...
Yeah, I lived there for 3 years and had a parking spot.
If you live in an apartment in Silver Lake that has an included parking spot and your rent is $1,600 a month... The rent on your apartment is $200 a month.
Yeah.
The rent for your parking spot is $1,400 a month. I think that's what you're paying for, isn't it?
Do you remember that? Have you ever seen that movie?
I had a two-bedroom for $1,200.
I wish. Fucking brag, why don't you?
Well,
Jesus
this
Christ.
This is from 2006 to like 2000.
Oh, okay. So
I'm sure if I stayed there, it would have gone up every year.
Yeah, it'd have gone up. It'd be considerably more now. But yeah, so... All of that getting back around to you live in Silver Lake then. So delivery services?
Correct. Yeah. Here's what I do. I have the bitches Uber over. And I say, bring your overnight gear.
Don't forget your toothbrush and
Papa's,
your soap,
Papa's,
bitch.
Papa's ordering in.
So anytime you're getting weed, you also have to get on Tinder and find yourself a Tinder date to come over. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I mean, whatever. I just go through the Rolodex.
Tinder? Oh, LA Express.
Close my eyes and just
Joseph Larkin likes to just go out to the stable that he has out back.
Correct. A.K.A.
Full of the regular bitches.
A.K.A. the red newspaper stands on the corner.
Not regular bitches. Basic bitches.
Oh, you like the basic.
Stable of basic bitches. The more basic, the better.
So you go out, you call over one of your stable, and then you get a delivery service?
I'm like, hey, I got the Slim Shady LP, Locked and Loaded. Come on over.
You that's can a good one, but that new Marshall Mathers one, the Marshall Mathers, okay. That's one of the best albums
it's
ever.
It's sick, dude, right?
I one of the best albums
all
ever.
All right, I'm reeling you back in, guys.
Sorry.
So the whole purpose of this app was that...
And yes, and then we order weed. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck you. You're done.
I've ordered weed, yes. And it was awesome.
So the delivery services do work. I've honestly...
Dude, concept, it's just...
Since I've had my... I haven't had a guy deliver weed to me since I got my card, which is kind of weird that I used to have a guy that delivered weed to me all the time. He was called a dealer.
He's called my boy,
And then I went and paid money to get a card so that I'd have to go places to get weed. That's kind of a little bit weird.
It's well, a race
even though
friendship.
I had my card, I was in San Francisco for an event, and it was a school. I was with at the college. Like it was a big thing, and there was like teachers around, and I ordered delivery. And they didn't tell me what kind of weed it was. And it was like a dude in a sweatshirt, like, you know, his hood up and everything. Yeah. And like, you're trying to like, I was like, do you want to come up to my room?
He's like, is on the level.
He's like, I'm double parked outside. Level. I'm like, oh. So he shows me the sack and he opens it up. I'm like, that's some outdoor. Yeah, yeah, and I fiddled with it a bit, you know, like the Chinese balls. You go like this, and it makes the
You rolled it around a little bit in your hands. And it's like,
I mean, anyways, that's later. But I was like, all my teachers are here. You're like in a black hoodie, pulled like so obviously, like it was so shady, but it was legit. Like I called a delivery service that was supposed to be legit. It was $100 for a quarter, and it was so obviously outdoor. I ended up saying, sorry, bro.
Nah.
I'm
nah,
good.
Son.
Then I think I ended up going to, like, Oakland to see a friend instead, because that's how you do.
That makes sense. All right, so move.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's move
on. Well, the point of this whole thing, though, was that they're trying to say that it's bad for the environment to grow indoors. You don't know what people are doing to it. So this is so people can find out who grew it, what they're putting into it, and it's more... You know, it's like
you'll know more
thing.
About what you're smoking if you use if you go directly to the farmer, you'll obviously know more
it's
about
just
what
like
you're
a,
smoking.
It's like a farmer's market. You know, you want to know. You get to see the person. You see when you get to see the little happy chickens, you're like, oh, sorry.
They're going
well, California people don't realize that California is farmland. Most of it is farmland. You think because it's Los Angeles that it's just shitty wasteland desert. But no, most of it is very good fertile farmable land. So we're big on farming here. It's no surprise that, if we like smoking weed and like growing things, that we would like growing things that we like smoking.
Right. I was on Instagram, and there was a lady that was feeding her dog raw food, and she had a link to the different places she got all the raw food from, and it was these amazing farms. I click on the page to the farm, and there's like little baby pigs sucking up. And I'm not vegetarian. I was, but... Just to watch that, I didn't really want to eat the pigs after looking at the baby little pig. It was so you get to see the happy animals that they're running free, but then you're like, oh.
If you saw where your marijuana came from, could you smoke it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's mine's not cruelty free. mine's
they
full
whip small
cruelty.
They whip
Many
small girl, children next to the weed that I smoke.
Nicked and cut their fingers trimming the shit out of that.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, so all right, April, fill us in on your fucking weekly tearjerker. That's just gonna make me so sad and depressed.
How does it make you sad and depressed when there are stories about cannabis helping people and people
it's
saying fuck your laws?
Sad.
I'm gonna what? It is sad, but this is a beautiful story. Okay, guys, grab your tissues.
Thank God we're closing another 20-minute
mark. We're gonna pack a bong.
You read the story while I pack the fucking bong so we can fucking smoke while you
Well, here
make
we go. Get
cry.
Ready, guys. A mute, autistic 9-year-old speaks for the first time after consuming cannabis oil. Isn't that amazing? Does that not give you goosebumps?
What were her first words?
I'm hungry.
pass the Fruit Loops. Hey, Dad, pass the Fruit Loops.
Dad, quit hoarding the munchies. Damn you. Damn me for saying that while I had smoke in my lungs.
This was CBD oil. And it,
all right, so she's once again, it's like they're not even getting the kid high. Which almost, you know,
this is in Puerto
Rico. For a kid who's been miserable with autism for 9 years, and they're like, don't get the kid high. I'm like, get the fucking kid high. That kid needs to get high.
He had a rare form of cancer resulting in severe nonverbal autism. Yep, he lived the first 9 years of his life without uttering a single syllable. Then his parents discovered the newfound miracle plant, CBD oil, and that really helped him. His parents.
And now look. He talks.
Well, I mean, I was just going to go. It started explaining the CBD. I mean, listeners, if you didn't already know, CBD oil is a non-psychoactive ingredient in cannabis that is pretty much curing epilepsy.
It's and a big,
helping
it's
people
a big giant anti-inflammatory. Imagine
it's
if anything on your body swells, CBD makes it not swell. So, a tumor, which is basically an inflammation or a growth on a part of your body. The idea would be that a CBD or an anti-inflammatory of any kind that you would use, whether it be chemotherapy or a CBD oil, would make the inflammation go down around it and thusly allow red blood cells into the area and allow that to attack the growth, which would make that shrink. So that's it always seems like, oh, how does this shit work? It's really it's pretty easy. It's not too complicated. Here's the thing. I just said all of that stuff, and April's the one who knows things about weed. I'm the idiot on this show. I don't know this shit, but I know enough about that. So it's not that complicated. It really is simple fucking science.
Yeah. And this is he said A-E-I-O-U for the first time ever. So that was
The first thing he said was vowels.
I need a brownie.
He's like, I owe you $40.
Word.
You get me something to drink from the kitchen because I got cotton mouth like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's. Oh gosh, why is it so funny? Why is it so funny?
And he also said,
"Because we have to laugh to cope to deal
said,
with our pain."
"Amo mi mama, I love you. I love my mom."
Christ.
And then the ladies, you know, the mom says, "I don't know how to thank you, the people who made the oil." How
okay? Are you gonna cry now? Are you gonna cry and make the rest of us cry now, April? Yes, we get it. This is a beautiful story.
If April starts crying,
did we miss it?
You're gonna have to put something.
Did we miss it?
No, I loaded it. We were smoking. I was passing it around. Okay. I fucking hit it.
I missed it.
You missed it.
Well, anyways, guys,
it's your fault.
We missed it.
Wipe your eyes or your ass and go have some CBD oil. Maybe some honeypot CBD oil.
Oh yeah, thank you by the way for giving me a bunch of that.
Yes.
Use that shit for my voice. It's very good.
Yes.
What is it that you you have your card, of course, right, Joe's?
No.
No?
He's
rogue.
Still going rogue like Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin.
It's cool. I got you. Man. I got you.
I got you, dog.
Get me
you.
Now.
I ain't gonna let the man come down on you. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I ain't scared of the man.
I mean, why not? I mean, judging from the looks of you, you certainly got something you could tell the doctors that you have in order to get your card. I mean,
I'm sad.
Yeah, it is sad, certainly.
I feel sad sometimes.
I feel sad sometimes when my back hurts.
Indiana Jones doesn't seem quite as scary when I'm not stoned. It's not as fun.
Oh,
God. Why we're making fun of the farce that is the California medical system.
It
really is kind of a joke.
I had a friend call me frustrated saying that he got turned away from two doctors for not having medical stuff today. Or not today, it was like a couple days ago, but like in this, like not like now, like in this day, like in age, not like 5 years ago.
In California?
Yeah. And then I sent him somewhere else and then hit him up later like, yo, did you get it? He's like, yeah, now I need to know where I can get CBD vape, which I referred him to that too.
Here's the thing. I actually got some legitimate medical reasons, which was kind of cool when I found that out. But
we all have legitimate reasons. You just have to set it up the right way.
Well, no, I remember having my general practitioner when I was having my stomach issues a few years ago. I had I have a hiatal hernia, which is basically when your diaphragm tears and your stomach starts sticking up into your esophagus. Mm. It gives you really bad acid reflux and gives you really unsettled stomach and all that stuff. And it will very much also lower your appetite because you won't want to eat because eating will make you nauseous. And apparently, as I found out, all three of those things are cured by weed. All three of them. So they just my general practitioner is like, I have three different prescriptions I can write you for your three symptoms that are caused by this thing. Or you can go get a prescription for weed. You should go get a prescription for weed. And he just told me to go get it. Like, he was going to write me a bunch of shit. He's like, this shit will tear your stomach up.
All you do is have him write you that prescription, and then you take them and go, I don't want to take this. Can I get some weed instead? And that's all you need. That's like, I mean, especially if you're trying to grow or do anything.
We're trying to say is, what the fuck, Joseph? Why don't you have your card yet?
I like going. I like being an outlaw. I don't know. I'm a bad boy. What more do you want?
It's the intimacy you have with your drug dealer.
Is that what it is? Do you still have a dealer?
I mean, I have a variety of people that I like to work with. I mean, ultimately, I'd rather give money to my friends. I mean, that is one factor.
Yeah, you know, but you pay a premium over what they pay at the shops.
Oh no! Well, I mean, like, I have friends, like a buddy who like picked weed. So he has a bunch that I buy from.
He had a birthday the other day, so he got freemium, not premium.
Yeah, that's the best weed. I smoked almost all of it already.
It's a lot of the best weed is usually the weed that someone just gave to you. That's kind of fun weed. I just recently, I'd lent some money to a family member of mine who also had he had a friend who is a grower, and his grower friend was like, I have a bunch that I sold everything to the shops and I still have a couple pounds left. Would you like a quarter pound for the same amount that my family member owed me? And I told my family member, who's his friend, I'm like, you know that money you owed me? Just give it to him.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like free wheat. It was like free quarter pound, basically.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Was that the Yoda?
Yeah, it's the Yoda. I was like, this is basically like a free quarter pound of weed. It felt very free.
Yum.
Yeah. It tasted. I still have some left.
Let's smoke it.
Yeah, fucking pass that fucking weed around.
Pass it around.
April, this is something you grew, right? Or not grew, but trimmed, right?
In the bowl?
Yeah. That was the one that you loaded earlier. What was that?
It is not. It is Madman OG.
Madman OG.
Madman OG is it's a LA Confidential crossed with OG. It's pretty good.
An indica blend.
It is an indica
blend. Pure indica blend.
Yes.
Ooh, what are you trying to do to me? Oh, dear.
I really do much better. Like, I feel like it's opposite for me. I get really floored from sativas, and then indicas just make me normal.
Do you have a preference?
I prefer indicas.
Really?
Yeah, sativas make me, like, wired and feel weird.
Paranoid.
Yeah, gross.
See, I never get the paranoid thing, but the wired thing, I guess that's what I love about sativas. I've always made this joke, but I really mean it wholeheartedly. The reason why I only smoke sativas is because the level I smoke, I feel like if I was smoking indica at the same level that I smoke sativa, I'd be a useless human being. I wouldn't be able to accomplish fucking anything.
I feel like when I smoke sativa, I smoke more because I'm trying to get to the same place that indica would take me, and that doesn't ever happen, and then I end up you don't really need that much sativa.
It's a different
high,
because you have to accept that it's a different high.
Well, exactly. That's why if I know we're going to record, I just might have one hit or two. I don't want it to affect me too much.
Because you know, with me, it's always Phyllis Diller. So
Phyllis is very, very trustworthy.
Well, but thank Phyllis is also very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis is for a harsh mistress.
Phyllis is a pure sativa.
She's a beautiful lady.
It is a very, very, very. Oh, I always say it on the air. They're gonna kill me originally. They're gonna kill me. eventually when they find out that I keep telling people this. But it's a very old strain of Jack Herrera mixed with lemon haze. But the trick of it is they got all the taste of lemon out. So it's just the THC content, because lemon haze is able to carry a lot of THC.
Right.
But
well, they,
it's
that
the
just
high
means the
of,
pheno didn't have a really strong.
Yeah, it's the
like,
high
lemon.
Of a Jack Herrera, but at a super duper, super duper level. It's my all-time favorite number one. Absolutely. And it's a pure sativa. And it's fucking awesome. But I've had people smoke it and get very, very super paranoid because of it, because it's a very high THC content sativa. And I didn't realize that that's kind of, I guess, what sativas do to people who, I guess, aren't fucked up in the head. I guess that's the test. I'm like, if you're fucked up in the head and...
I love sativas for settling my stomach. It's really good for stomach.
No, that would make sense.
I find weed in general is good for my stomach, always.
Well, I feel... indicas make me more hungry.
Okay, so indicas give you the munchies, and sativas cure the stomach fullness that eating all the food from the munchies gives you.
Bingo.
See, I'm the person who, like, I smoke sativa in the morning and indica at night. April apparently is the opposite. She smokes indica in the morning and sativa at night.
So, I mean, I like sativas too, but definitely if I have the option. But sativa at night, no. I would sit there with my twiddling my thumbs. And my mind would be like, all right. So, okay, we'll do this next one. This is a really interesting one. There's a story about pot smoking pygmies, and the study suggests that cannabis can also help deter parasites. So, guys, pygmies in Africa. In the Congo, they smoke apparently they're known to smoke a lot of pot.
First of all, of course. Second of all, duh. Third of all, I didn't know it made parasites go away too. It does a lot of other things, but parasite thing is
those
cool.
Who smoked the most marijuana were significantly less likely to be heavily infected with parasites.
But here's the thing. Question. Are they less infected with parasites because they were smoking weed? Or are they less infected with parasites because they weren't outside of their hut where the parasites are, because they were inside their hut smoking weed?
What do you think, Joseph?
Is it the chicken or the egg? That's the question.
It's basically the gist is that, you know, popular drugs – THC, cocaine, caffeine, opium, they're plants, neurotoxins that evolved to deter and, you know, plant consumption by pests and other such fucking... That's essentially why it creates that. So, I mean, yeah, that makes sense why it would kill parasites too.
This is another one of those stories that they were like, of course.
Yeah.
There's so many of these fucking...
I was actually reading something about this separate from this, but it's along the same lines as animals, like non-human, like animals.
Yeah, but it's more along these stories.
They consume plants. They know innately like what plants to consume when they're having upset stomach, because it'll clean them out. And
I guess it's the reason I say it is like it's more of that reporting where we keep on hearing all the good things.
Is this Huffington Post?
And a bunch of but a bunch of people just hear this and go, we know it's good for you, and that's okay. Joseph, are you more for medical or recreational?
I mean, medical, obviously.
Really?
Says the one without the medical card.
Yeah, that's kind of curious. Well, I don't expect for recreational.
He just doesn't want to go on the record or something. What's up?
Are you afraid of going on the list?
Oh, it has nothing to do with that. I just don't want to get my California driver's ID.
The DMV is a pain in the ass.
Well, there's that, but like your insurance.
You are a bad
your
boy.
Your insurance here.
You
is
are
way
living
worse.
On the edge. You were running from the police.
That's right.
Bad boy.
No, insurance here is ridiculously more expensive.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
but,
true.
I don't care about being on the list. I mean, I think. medically, just for everyone, because it's everyone. I mean, if you're sick, you should have it. But my fantasy would be recreational, that we would all just be able to just.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. What is your fantasy? Your fantasy, your dream would be for recreational legalization.
But at the very least, we should at least have medical. At the very least.
But we do.
What your fantasy be, a tax free day?
But that's why I'm asking, is because there's two arguments to be made. Mm. And there are the people who just look at the because I look at the medical benefits personally, and I think that you usually get a lot better regulation for medication than you do for foods. And I personally, I like medication. I think that it's good as medication. I think that medication also makes sure that people of a certain age before they can get a prescription. I think that it keeps all of the safeguards in place a lot better. But most people would make the argument that I understand, that what it's valid for treating is such a vague range that it makes medical in any way, shape, and form kind of farcical. Mm-hmm. Because you can walk in and go, I got trouble sleeping. I'm not hungry enough. I got a bad stomach. And a doctor's like, well, here's some weed for you. And it very much is farcical, the medical situation that we have here in California, because if you walk in and go, I'm sick, they're like, well, here's weed. And
but you could do that with anything, right? Could I not go in and get Xanax from a doctor right now if I wanted to?
I feel
could
like –
could I not go, ow, my back hurts, and get Perks right now?
I feel like it'd be harder for me to get a painkiller out of a doctor than a weed script.
No way.
They're trying to sell you painkillers. They're all the doctors are in bed with the pharmaceutical company, which I don't understand why they just buy up all the marijuana, make it legal, and then they can just own it all.
The ones that aren't going to give it to
Think ahead, pharmaceuticals.
Like if you rolled into county with like ripped clothes, looking homeless.
Are you making fun of me right now?
No.
So I came in here with ripped clothes?
No, actually, but
I don't look homeless, do I?
No.
I mean, you can practically see my dick hanging out the front of my corduroy pants. I understand that. I get that.
We're not looking.
I forgot about that.
Some of us were looking, apparently.
I was really speaking from a personal experience when I went to county on like Labor Day because I was sick and no doctors were open. And there were a bunch of crackheads that were just in there because they needed a place to sleep and they wanted to get some pills. And you could just tell those kind. But, I mean, just you're pretty clean cut. If you were like, ow, I hurt myself, they would give you whatever the fuck you wanted, especially if you have good insurance.
I mean, well, when I did have when I originally had my stomach issues and they put me in the hospital, they put me on Zofran, which is an anti-nausea that they give to cancer patients on chemo. And Dilaudid, which is heroin.
The best ever.
It's heroin.
Isn't it great?
You know what's amazing? The first time they put the needle in the IV thing and pushed it in, as soon as because you feel it hit your veins.
Yeah.
The second it hit my veins, the first thought in my mind, I was like, oh, I see where people get into this.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't want this to be every day of my life because I have things I want to accomplish every day. But if I didn't have goals that I wanted to accomplish daily and dreams and ambitions, I could see where this is fucking the tits. It's just I went from puking my brains out and feeling like the worst I'd ever felt in my life ever to they put the Zofran in and I'm like, okay, I don't want to puke anymore, but now everything hurts, to they put the Dilaudid in, to me laughing. I was laughing. I was like, huh, it doesn't hurt anymore. It doesn't. And now imagine if that physical pain was emotional pain.
Yeah.
I would have been doing the same thing. And it's like, it doesn't hurt anymore.
Have become comfortably numb.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very, yeah. I get so, that's Alex's story of how he went, okay, I could see how I could almost become a heroin addict. That's my Alex story of that. Moving on from that.
That's great.
What's the last? So there's a tax free loophole that we got for a day in Colorado.
What day is it? Make a road trip.
I think it's September 14th. Was it?
Oh, it already happened.
No, September 16th.
And, do you not know what month it is? We're in June, man.
Oh, yeah. So it did happen, and it's coming back.
Yeah.
It says it's one-time only holiday.
Yeah, I would
imagine. That means not annually?
Yeah, not annually. It's because if anything like this happens where they find out that there's a loophole where they can't charge tax for any reason whatsoever – It's really hard to pass any legislation at all in any state or federally unless it's this. Unless you're like, oh, we can't get taxes. Yeah, pass whatever legislation. Yeah, it's real easy to pass that legislation. They get that shit pushed right through if they realize there's a loophole. So loophole is that this September 14th in the state of Colorado. 16th. Sorry. 16th in the state of Colorado, no tax on weed. It's a 10% tax, so 10% on top of – do they have sales tax? I think they do have sales tax.
That's the sales tax.
No, there's sales tax on top of the 10% tax.
Oh, I don't know.
It's all built in, yeah. So no sales tax on weed, huh? You wouldn't know over there, Joseph, because you're just fucking – but I guess in Colorado you'd be cool because it's recreational.
Yeah.
That's why you – so do you just not want to be on a list then?
I'm just lazy. Yeah, I really don't want to deal with
it. I don't buy this lazy thing.
He already gave you the answer, cheap insurance.
But yeah, I forgot about the insurance thing too. I mean, it is a lot of money to do that. I don't know. I know that I should do it. No, not that. Not the membership. I mean, the insurance increase.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, we're going from Louisiana to California. It's a dramatic.
Well, yeah, because fucking Louisiana, it's fucking, that's quite literally God's country. That's just.
Correct. Major. I don't even know why I left it, to be honest with you. We're at 40 minutes, by the way. Is it supposed to happen at that point?
Oh, it's 15% excise tax.
No, we just smoke more weed. Did you pass in the bong yet?
We did that, yeah.
Oh, well, fucking.
Well, I have a joint.
Well, roll that fucking, let's smoke
roll
that.
It.
Jesus
roll
fucking it. Christ, you got a it joint and it's not fucking being smoked? What kind of?
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Shoot.
What is your
I'm an open book, baby.
Just out of morbid curiosity, what is your favorite childhood movie to revisit while high on marijuana?
Goonies.
Oh, that's.
Goonies. That's, really? That's a good choice.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Sick.
Oh,
I just
They're gonna show that.
I heard at CineFamily they're airing it. I just recently
during the LA Film Fest.
I have a interesting because this relates back to marijuana. I have a cousin who he's kind of a genius, but because he's kind of a genius, is very socially awkward.
Yeah, I had that same problem.
He graduated high school when he was 16 and just went right to college.
Is this a Patriots fan?
Yes, at UC Riverside.
He's cool in my book because he's a Patriot fan.
Yeah, of course. April loves him because he's a Patriot fan. I fucking hate him even though he's related to me because he's a Patriot fan. But he's going to UC Riverside right now. But I remember visiting there. I was there to play a rugby game up in San Francisco where his parents live. And I was staying in the downstairs of his parents' house, and he was hanging out with me late one night. And I was like, I'm going to go smoke some weed. He was like 13 at the time. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to smoke some weed. You should wait till you're older for this.
How old were you?
I was, Jesus would have been about 5 years ago. So I was about 23.
Okay.
I think I'm 8 years older than him. He might have been like 15. I think it was a year before he graduated high school. And he was 15. And I was sitting with him in the car, and we were talking about marijuana the whole time. And I was kind of talking to him about how I'd been very, ADD growing up, and I never did well in school, and weed was what kind of helped me start to be able to retain knowledge, like actually be able to sit down and read something and retain it because I could sit and concentrate on it. And he was explaining to me that he's like, I have the same feelings of everything that you're explaining, but about interacting with people. Like that was his issue, was just interaction and being around large groups of people. And
but that's why I smoke weed, because it makes it easier to interact with large.
Well, now he's a heavy smoker. I mean, he can almost keep up with me, which is kind of impressive. And he was over at my house. He's 18 now. And when he was over here last time, I didn't realize, being an 18-year-old, we were talking about movies, and he was looking, because I have all the movie posters up in my house, you've seen. And in my front entry, one of the first ones you see when you walk in is my Who Framed Roger Rabbit poster. And he was like, yeah, I've heard of that movie, but never seen it. I was like, well, that's fucking unacceptable.
Yeah, get your shit together.
So I went on Netflix and I searched it, and they had the new HD upgrade of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And at first in my mind, I went, oh, I kind of hate up converts usually.
Did they cut any scenes?
Nope, not a scene cut.
Okay.
But just everything, everything upgraded to HD.
Okay.
And it was like watching the movie for the first time all over again.
Oh my God, can we watch it?
We can watch it as soon as we're done recording, as far as I'm concerned, because I can, the HD, because you can see now what's animated and what's real. And there's no blur between the lines because it's such crisp HD. And we were both stoned out of our minds. And we enjoyed it together for the first time, and it was just it was fucking beautiful. So yeah, stoner movie to watch, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I don't think you can get any better than that, because it reminds you of childhood as well as being a movie that adults can enjoy. Yeah. What's better than that combo? Goonies does the same thing.
I was gonna say my choice, because I watched it yesterday, was Temple of Doom.
I have that poster out there, too.
That's what got me thinking about this subject. I was like, oh, cool. I saw that yesterday.
Temple of Doom, for those who want to make jokes about Indiana Jones Temple of Doom, go anytime any theater in any neighborhood is having a screening of Temple of Doom. Go to that screening, sit in that theater. You'll be reminded how funny that movie is.
Dude, The first one's not very – because I watched all three of them.
No, the first one's not funny at all. The second one's hilarious but not as action-packed.
Right.
And the third one, they went, let's take the best of each, throw them together, make a movie out
of it. In some ways, I think the third one is the best. I mean, the first one's the best, obviously, but
– And the fourth one was written by fans.
We don't even need to talk about that. That doesn't exist.
It's fanfic.
Yeah. All right. But I want to say the second one is that, like, there's a lot of iconic action scenes in that movie. You just, like, for some reason, people just gloss over them. Like, the scene where they're chasing or they're fighting on the they're in the wheelbarrow thing.
Oh, the mine carts? Yeah. The mine cart scene? Yeah, I mean, that's the one big action sequence.
That's pretty epic in there.
There's the last, like, quarter of the film is very action-packed. But everything up until there is basically jokes and funny.
I think that's – and I'm okay with that. I also enjoy the fact that clearly Steven Spielberg wanted to fuck Kate Capshaw, because it's just all about Kate Capshaw, that movie. So it's like, hey, look, there's Kate Capshaw. Even when she's being chased, she's like wearing this weird midriff-bearing outfit.
I think this is a childhood favorite
both of the cannolinguists will admit that Kate Capshaw is hot as a motherfucker.
Whoa, I ain't saying she
in
isn't.
That movie.
I ain't saying she isn't.
April. I'd go down on Kate Capshaw in that movie.
Who?
Would you? Come on.
Who are we talking about here?
The blonde from Temple of Doom.
You know, the only woman in the movie?
Kate Capshaw. No, with a C.
Oh,
there you
fuck
go.
Fuck right off.
Don't you fuck right. There she Look is. At that.
I wouldn't want to fuck her now.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'd still fuck her to this day.
You know.
Oh God, that's a MILF right there.
I would rather fuck a pile of broken glass than Kate Capshaw.
Oh, you're wrong.
I would rather fuck Steven Spielberg than Kate Capshaw.
Oh, you're wrong. Because if you fuck Kate Capshaw, you can hold it over Steven Spielberg.
Oh, I totally know who that is. Okay, yeah.
There's a lot of bad pictures of Kate Capshaw.
Wow.
I should just say. It's a lot of bad pictures.
So can I sneak this in? This is we'll do something like this. We always kind
of We got
to do this. This is from Leafly.com because we love Leafly.
Woo! Fuck weed maps.
No, I will.
Weed Yelp.
Rub maps, weed on Yelp. The other hand, we are big fans of.
Weed Yelp.
So they had a new strain alert, so I wanted to tell you guys. There was one that stuck out to me particularly, and that was, it's called Nice Cherry, and it's an indica dominant strain. It captures the quality of
Hold
its
on.
Cherry
Hold on. The one
parent.
That stuck out to you was Nice Cherry, when the one on the list right below it is dog shit.
I was hoping you would do that.
Come on.
But I really
like... Oh, there's this one called Nice Cherry. And
but
she,
I love Cherry, okay, and I love
because
Mr. Nice.
Because you're all listening in podcast world, you don't realize, like, April has her little computer, and I hook this cord up to it that has a screen that sits right in front of me so that I can look and see what she's looking at because I'm blind as a bat.
Because it's fancy up
there.
We're
fancy as shit, and I'm blind as a bat, so I always want to be able to look at what she's looking at. Because
I do have it zoomed in for me, too.
I think that secrets kill angels, so... she's got on this screen for me to see dog shit. And she's like, yeah, this thing, nice cherry looks, this looks kind of interesting. I want to try this nice cherry.
I love cherry. And Mr. Nice is a G13 granddaddy cross that I've always been a fan of. But no, yes, dog. That was,
so is it
I was really
dog
asking.
Dog shit's not good. It's not a good strain.
No, it's a sativa dog. I was really hoping that you guys would jump on that like you did. Guys, jump all over that dog shit.
Hey, you want to try some of this?
It has elaborate genetic background
shit.
That is said to stem from purple.
How am
something.
I going to get my friends to smoke something when they're like, what strain is this? Dog shit.
Hey, you guys want to smoke some of my strains called Fuckface?
Yeah.
Mostly Labrador.
Hey, want to smoke
dude,
some
I
my
picked
pole?
Up
th- it's called Pole.
I picked up this
smoke
new
some pole.
I picked up this new Whoa. Strain, man. Y'all gotta try it out. It's pedophilia. Yeah, fuck. It's fucking. It's a young
it's
strain.
It's kid cock.
Like just
KK.
Just naming fucking strains after things that we definitely not want to fucking smoke.
There's a strain called Cat Piss. Oh, look, the next one after dog shit, Hippie Chicken. We love you, Leafly. Hippie chicken? Yeah. It's mostly sativa. Strongly euphoric.
They could, on the border. They could have just called that shit free range.
What? Blueberry crossed with Alaskan Thunderfuck. Fuck yeah.
Thunderfuck. That's my nickname in high school.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
What?
From your mom.
Oh, shit. April dropping the mom bombs.
No, I know. My
mother did not even see me graduate junior high school, let alone high school.
I know, because she's...
She didn't tell you jack shit.
Because your mom, I'm sorry. I always have...
April, you have to leave the podcast. I'm sorry. This is a...
Your mom is not with us. Your mom is no longer with us, huh?
Oh, you do that shit, too.
My roommate's
mom's passed away, and we constantly... Because we both love making mom jokes, because it's just so fun. And whenever he gets in a good mom joke on me, I just call out to my girlfriend because my girlfriend loves my mom. And so I'll just be like, hey, Sydney, bitch is making fun of my mom. And she'll come out and yell at him. And whenever I get in a good one on him, he'll just call out to Sydney, Alex is making fun of my dead mother. And it's like, then she fucking yells at me. So no matter what, it's always mother jokes. But he has the better comeback. Here's the thing. Like, I'm sure you'd rather have your mom back than have the best comeback ever to every mom joke.
That's not true.
Oh, God. I should be laughing at that.
Why don't they have a strain called Dead Mother?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, this shit, dead mother. We're smoking my dead mother.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Oh, are we already almost out of time? Jesus. Jeez. Oh, all right. Well, what you got going on in the next few?
Final thoughts, guys?
What do you got to plug for us, Joseph? What you got? What shows you got coming up?
I'll plug any hole that you offer up to me, bitch.
just tearing down puss. Just tearing down puss in these streets.
That really is. That's it. I mean, what else is there?
No, I don't know.
That's
you know.
What we're
you
put
can,
here
you
for.
Can also plug butts.
Yeah, you can also plug butts.
Well, he said any hole, so.
He did say any hole.
I was being a little too specific, sorry.
I don't like to be specific about the holes that I'm going to fuck later on because might put me in a corner that I can't
know.
Fuck my way out of.
I can fuck my way out of any corner. But who knows what will come in the night? You know what I mean?
Oh, you had to get the word come in that
sentence. I'm pretty sure we'll know who will come in the night.
Yeah, because you hear them go, I'm coming. Yeah, it's fucking pretty easy to figure out. It's not the hardest thing.
It's the crying game.
It's the amazing thing because we're the cannolinguists. We have sex has to come up at least once an episode. It's amazing. Actually, next up, I just realized because we didn't talk about it on this episode. So the next episode, no matter what, we're not skipping over it. Listeners, know that we're going to have a nice discussion about a time that April O'Connor did something very, very embarrassing.
Yeah, we have seven
What's
minutes.
Embarrassing?
Let's get into it.
Not embarrassing. Actually, not embarrassing at all. I realize I used
something
the wrong
are you
word
talking
at all.
About getting spanked or showing boobs?
Showing your boobs.
I revealed.
Yeah, April already gave
oh,
it up.
Oh, I revealed.
We're going to talk about the time April showed her boobs at a bar. bar full of people.
Because some porn star chick was starting to upstage the fucking, this is boring, I'm going to show my titties. And I was like, I have to follow that. What do I have to show my tits now too? And I got up there and I wasn't even drunk. I was just sipping the beginning of my second drink. And
we can't get into this too much. Oh, dear.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, you guys going to buy me a shot if I fucking do this? And how fucking shit-faced I got after that.
It was fucking amazing.
I should start a new enterprise, but then I would be at the wrong club. No comedy, I'd be at a strip club. Because I was like, I don't want to drink.
What do you got to plug coming up in the next few weeks?
My birthday, motherfuckers.
Oh, motherfucker birthday.
Next week, I'm going to be the High Times Cup coming up, too. And I definitely will have a rematch with the belt I won.
Oh yeah, we'll get into all that next week. We're gonna talk about that because I want to have a talk about that. It was pretty fucking awesome.
And what PUI?
Yes, and that's for me. I just got PUI next Friday at the Hollywood Hotel over there in Vermont, which is gonna be a good time. We got a lot of fun comedians there.
What time does that start at?
I believe we start at 10, but don't quote me on that.
I live around the corner. I can walk down there.
Oh yeah, it's always a good time. It's a party. It really is. As much as it's a good comedy show, it's also a party. It's a great time. Other than that, I'll be headlining the Federal Bar the last Wednesday of this month of June. I just found out I'm going to be in Reno the weekend after July 4th. Which is also my 8-year anniversary, which makes my girlfriend really happy that we're going to be in Reno for my birthday, for our anniversary. So
I'm glad she gets to go this time.
Yeah, right? She's
going
to be going.
Were you in Reno for Valentine's Day?
Yes, I was, and she wasn't.
I'm sorry, I just brought up old shit.
But thank you, Crab Diving, as always.
We love you.
We love crab you. Diving. Thank you, Riffopolis, as well. And we will talk to you bitches next week. Good night.
Peace.